I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I sat down with 109th District State Representative John Kivala to find out more about dark stores legislation that he's moving through the House in Lansing. Here's more with 109th District State Representative John Kivala.
You know, the last session, when this problem arose, we kind of rushed and introduced some legislation, hoping to nip it in the bud. And I think, you know, honestly, it probably wasn't the best legislation we had. And so, after the election in November, Tom and I started working from December on to this point to really include all the groups, Treasury, State Tax Commission, Tax Tribunal, Administration, you know, all the groups to come up with a real fix. We've taken some heat because it's taken a while, but we wanted to have a package we thought would work, and we've got that now. We've got two bills. One basically addresses what we'll call the loophole, the way they're getting around the tax. And then the second bill, the one I introduced in the House, deals with the negative use deed restrictions, the restrictions like on the pro-build site up in the township here that someone purchased that says you can't have retail sales of electronics, clothing, furniture, food. You can't have a deli.
What are you going to do with it? Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, you got corporate America controlling the planning and zoning of communities. So we're going to nip that in the bud.
One of the things with this taking a little bit of extra time, though, I talked with Senator Casperson last week, and I would tend to think that you would agree with this, that this issue has started to gain more traction because it's affecting more communities than just, you know, up in the UP where it was coming from. You know, and that attitude of, oh, it's up there, it doesn't matter. It's starting to come in all over the state now.
Well, it is. And we've been trying to bring awareness to this for some time. But I'll tell you, close a library on Sunday in Marquette and, you know, Katie, bar the door, because that's really when the momentum changed. The Library Association in Michigan has reached out to all of their libraries. And so my colleagues are getting heat to the point where Jeff Farrington, who chairs tax policy, who refused to take up our bills last session, has told me up until May when we were at dinner together, no way in heck am I going to run your bills. When I reached out to him last week on the floor, he said, let me know when your bills are ready. Give me numbers. Yeah. And we've already got a committee date.
So what happens now? I mean, what is the next thing that happens with the legislation?
So, you know, we're not out of the woods yet. This is still a battle because we have some powerful enemies. The Michigan Chamber is very powerful, and they see this as a tax break for business. The Michigan retailers are going to be opposed to it. So we have to try to mitigate some of that. But the next step, November 4th, I've got a committee date already in the House. I'm not sure what the timeline is in the Senate, but we've got to get them through both committees. There'll probably be substitute bills introduced, probably some amendments to change some things, and we're open to that. But I think optimistically, if we're going to get them through, I'm looking at early 16.
State Representative John Kivala is with us this morning. We're talking about the dark stores legislation that he's authored in the House, and there's a companion piece in the Senate from Senator Tom Casperson. Are you looking at this to do away with all of these things, or are you looking to establish a more clarified fairness to it?
Well, fairness is really what we've talked about the whole time. It really is, because if Lowe's is going to pay less and Menards is going to pay less and Walmart and all the big box stores are going to pay less, that means Todd Nordyke here in this building is going to have to pay more. Willie's Tire Shop is going to have to pay more. Super One Foods is going to have to pay more. And Mom and Pop Smith in their house down Werner Street are going to have to pay more. So it's about fairness. Period.
I know we'll be watching this closely here over the next several months going into the first part of next year. But how does the wind seem to be blowing? What is the tenor you're feeling when you talk to your colleagues on the floor?
Well, it's a lot better than it was. And like I said, when the chair of tax policy back in May said, no way I'm taking up your bills, and now he's already set a committee date. And keep in mind, these bills haven't been referred to his committee yet. They were introduced Thursday. Tomorrow they'll get referred to a committee, probably his. But he set a committee date prior to even having the bills. So I think the winds are changing a little bit, but we need people to continue to reach out.
And make the lawmakers know, make their municipal groups, let the lawmakers know that this carries weight all over the state.
All over. And there's a lot of groups out there looking to bring awareness to this, that want to reach out, that want to email. And I'm telling all of them, you know, 1,000 emails from my district doesn't make the difference. What we need to do is reach out to people in their districts, and all the local groups will get a list of the committee members and where their districts are. And if you have a friend or relative in, you know, in Jeff Farrington's district, by all means, have them reach out, because that's where, you know, they listen.
That's the comments of 109th District State Representative John Kivala. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.